Customer support, this is Andrew. How may I help you?
Yes,
Hello?
I was trying to put in an order and it didn't go through. It kept saying error in my address.
Okay. We can't take purchases by phone because of privacy issues. We can't take your credit card or payment information. So do you have two different addresses, one for billing and one for shipping or something?
Well, that's how I was going to do it, you know. And then, I mean, I tried to send it to the billing address, you know, and then I tried to send it to where I'm at, and it wouldn't take either one of them.
Okay. Well, let me see. I can try to look at the account to see if there's something out there for you. What is your zip code?
Well, the one where I'm staying at now is 33167, Miami, Florida.
Your first and last name?
Vernal, V-E-R-N-N-A-L, last name Alexander.
Okay. It's not coming up. It's the other zip code that you put in. Which zip code did you put in?
That's the one that I'm living at now.
Is that
the zip code that I put in is where I get my mail and everything at.
And what's that zip code?
It's 33127.
Okay, let's see here. No, Ms. Alexander, I don't see anything. So apparently the order didn't go through. So you will have to go back and try to correct the address. Just take a look at it and try not to abbreviate anything and make sure everything is matching up properly. You would have to, of course, have your billing address in the billing section and the shipping address in one section.
Yep, I did all of that, and I checked it two or three times, and I got to the end, and that's when I seen y'all had a customer service number. So I don't know what's going on. I mean, that's where I get my checks and everything at. I mean, this is where the card came to, and none of that went through. You know, so then I say, well, let me try the address where I'm staying at. You know, it's like a city over, like one is like Miami, and this like on the outskirts, the city of my one is the city of Miami, and it's like the city of Oklahoma.
Mhm.
So I don't know whether that made a difference or what. I mean, ain't he got the zip code?
Well, of course, I can't assist you with that. I can't assist you because I can't see what you see on that end. But I would suggest you make sure that the credit card billing address is in the billing section, of course, and your mailing address is in that shipping section, and try not to abbreviate any words or any descriptions. Try to spell everything out.
Okay, like Avenue, got to spell the whole thing out, right?
Yeah, I would spell it out just to try it and see if that would work.
Well, okay, I'll try it and see.
Okay.
I don't understand everything else. I use it everywhere else, and
I know every
every
now and then I get a call like that. But you can try that, or I don't know what you're using, your phone or you're using a computer to place the order.
Well, I'm using a smartphone.
The phone?
Same one. Yep, I've been using it all the time. Use the car. I was online. I ordered some car parts. Everything went right on through. I put down a billing address, and then I put down where I wanted it to come to, and they came.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So then I say, well, I'll try this stuff here, you know, and I'll put it through and say error. And I say, well, how it gonna be an error in something? And I know what, you know, I put in, because I do it all the time, you know.
Right,
I don't
understand.
Know. I'll get back, you know, look it over again, and then I don't know what. Just it's not made for me.
Well, go ahead and try that, and just make sure you don't make any little typographical errors, and it should be fine.
Okay, well, I'll try it.
Okay,
I'll
thank you. Yes,
all
sir.
Right.
Thanks for calling customer support. Have a good night. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.